Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Burnside. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Kline. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. O'Connell scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Romano interferes with Woodling, who is awarded first base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Long moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kindle fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Ken Aspromonte pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Senators. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Francona moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotier takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cotier. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Long strikes out. 2 outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Bob Allen. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Rudolph now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Johnson. One out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.